nation has
there are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline.
Greed.
In the dollar.
For lack of a better word.
Late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy. Economy.
Welcome.
Yeah. This is Money Talks.
This is Money Talks, Atlanta's longest-running, most respected money show on radio on this beautiful pre-recorded Thursday. Hopefully it hangs around and it's beautiful on Sunday. Today, Dr. Gene and Bill Lako are absent, you know.
Absent.
Somebody has to give them a...
Not accounted for or just absent?
A long weekend
not
vacation?
Not accounted for today.
Or? Wow.
A long week. Weekend.
Okay. They vanished.
Yeah, they're gone. Wow. Nowhere to be seen.
Hmm.
So those two voices that you just heard is number one, Troy Harmon,
hey, Ted.
CFA, and Charlie Holloway, CFP.
That's right.
And
CDFA.
CDFA.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, and we'll get into that later, maybe. Maybe. Might have a question.
Sounds interesting.
I want to throw at him, but you can reach us during the week at 1-855-429-9166 or locally 770-429-9166. And if you, as always, if you have any questions, you can email us at drgene@hensler.com, and he will personally answer those questions.
Personally.
Right.
Wow. That's service right there.
Let me tell you something about Dr. Gene. If it's not a why or in, yes or no, in terms of a response.
It wasn't him.
Not going to happen.
Is that what you're saying?
Not going to happen. So... we typically start out talking about the economy and the market the week of. So what's going on?
Yeah, well, over the last few days, we've actually lost a little bit. We're down about 0.67%, S&P 500. And energy is leading us lower, down 2.5% almost for, you know, over the last week.
Yeah, oil prices are down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a sign of no risk? Are we Who knows?
I don't know. So oil prices have crashed a little. I think
which is good for consumers.
It is, yep, ultimately.
It's a tax cut for consumers.
There you go.
And
utilities and telecom have also come back a little bit, which pulling back like they did is not real surprising since, you know, those dividend payers have actually
they
led
ran
the market
up a lot.
Yeah.
So with the energy prices, the inventory numbers were higher than expected.
And yeah, they were.
What else is pushing those energy prices down, you think?
I'm telling you, I don't really make much of it because there's so much going on in the Middle East right now. You wouldn't
you'd
ever
think they'd
expect,
be going up.
Yeah, you know, the only thing that I can see is usually prices at the pump go down at the end
after
of Labor Day. Yeah, so maybe that's what's doing it. I know it's really difficult at the moment to make sense out of just what's going on with oil prices, but. If you look year to date, market's up 9.5%, 9.46%, led by healthcare, utilities, and infotech. So healthcare just keeps plugging right along. It's up 16.66%.
Yeah, we got into year to date. It was a question from a caller last week about the health space, and Gene and I got into a pretty good discussion on that.
Yeah,
Well, yeah, we had that brief pullback earlier this year in the biotechs, and then that was just kind of a blip on the radar.
Yeah, and that's the only segment of healthcare, maybe a couple other smaller sub-industries that really is pricey.
Yeah.
And that was my argument last week.
Yeah.
You know, but other economic data that came out this week, that weekly chain store sales snapshot.
Yeah, it was positive, 0.7%, about 0.7%. But, you know, you look at relative to a year ago growth, it's moderated from 4.8% down to 4% flat. Mm-hmm. So I think with back to school and all that going, the analysts expected around 4 to 5%. So it's in line, but at the bottom end of that.
Well, we've got a fourth grader, and we have found out we may have to buy him a computer.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Per the school guidelines.
Yeah.
This is public school, mind you.
Wow.
So those back-to-school materials are not what they used to be. It's not just a number two pencil anymore.
Well, luckily you don't have
he's
to buy
probably
we're not in the numbers yet.
You don't have to buy books, do you?
In a month, our purchase may be in the numbers.
Yeah. Well, it's like the fourth week of school? So he's broken all those pencils, too.
Yeah. I had to buy all of my books for Miles this year. So, I mean, look out.
Yeah, it starts hurting, don't it?
Yeah, but, I look in this chainsaw sales snapshot, and they mentioned holiday season, spending.
Yeah, which, beginning of it.
They start talking about it sooner every year.
Well,
year.
You wonder if you're saying it's, if you're getting some of that now, then just see what we all say come actual Christmas season when we say retail sales were weak.
Yeah.
The Christmas shopping was poor. It all happened in September.
Right. Yeah. I guess so.
It was pulled forward. Yeah. Yep. And looking straight down the list here, mortgage applications, the survey came out and actually showed a decline.
Yeah, real ugly.
Yeah,
real
ugly. But I think the holiday shortened weekend, they didn't adjust it for seasonality, I don't think.
No, and I don't think they do in that case, but it was down 7.2%. I guess nobody's been looking at a house for the last couple of weeks, but hopefully that'll pick up. The thing that keeps making this list is the refinance applications and how they're falling. They were down 10.7%, and purchase activity was down 2.6%. So,
and that's with mortgage actually not going up very much, but slightly.
Yeah, they ticked up.
It's just hard to believe that there's many individuals left out there that have not refinanced.
Ton of them couldn't because their home value.
Yeah, you're probably right there.
We're depressed, but a lot of people just are reluctant to because let's just face it, they're lazy. They're lazy and they don't want to. They think of closing costs as being, too large.
Yeah.
And not really factoring in how long it's going to pay them back to refinance.
Right. Well, if laziness is what it is, it sure is costing them a lot or potentially.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wholesale trade, inventories actually rose 0.1% in July.
Yeah, they were expected to go up higher than that. Mm-hmm. It looked like sales gained 0.7 of a percent, which was a increase of 0.3% from June's revised 0.4%
growth. That might hurt the third quarter just a little bit.
Yeah, it could. Yeah. Usually inventories are a good indicator of things to come. So, no doubt that's going to be one we have to look at.
And I think what has the market pretty rocky today is the jobless claims. They spiked.
Yeah, they've bounced back up. Not only that, but, I mean, that's probably why we're down, almost a percent for the week is the job numbers that we got last week.
Yeah.
Very disappointing.
Yeah.
Expecting over 200,000, got 140.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, everyone comes out and says, oh, it's a positive because the Fed will keep some powder dry and I won't come out and raise rates.
Yeah, I am getting really tired of that old bad news is good news thing. But the Fed sure didn't blink as to what they're doing with the taper.
Yeah.
So, maybe they've got more resolve than those folks thought. And I even heard, and once in a while you'll hear this, but had economists going on CNBC talking about how it seemed like they couldn't even believe the number. In fact, saying that there was something wrong with the number.
Yeah.
There's no way it was right at 140,000. There had to be more jobs. The ADP number was higher.
Yeah.
I mean, they made a long argument. And also that the Fed had not even given us any sort of signal for that. So, who knows?
Yeah.
But it has been negative.
Yeah.
What about interest rates?
Yeah, they're all ticking up just slightly. The short end 2-year treasury rose 4 basis points. We had 8 basis points increase on the 5. 10-year is off of its 2014 low of 2.34%. It's now up to 2.52. But, beginning of the year, I think we all probably expected it'd be one full percent higher.
Yeah, so we're back to 2.5. Do we think we're going to hit 3? I mean, a lot of people out there for all year have thought 3 was going to happen by year end. We still got a while left.
There's a possibility, There's a possibility if the Fed moves forward with its plans to end tapering, and if they hint at raising rates earlier in the year, I think the market will say, okay, they're serious about getting off of the dole. But remember, the market dictates rates. The Fed has power, don't get me wrong, but at the end of the day, the market, capital markets, if there's an insatiable demand for bonds, rates will stay down. And with, people, investors suffering so long with low yields, I don't know. I don't think they're quick to push rates up too fast.
Yeah, I've been seeing some folks that are forecasting now around 2.8% for the end of the year, which seems really reasonable and easily achievable, but you just never know. Mm-hmm. Never know what's going on. And what's even worse is, have you seen Spanish bonds?
Yeah.
The German bond, 10-year below 1%.
Yeah, less than ours.
And Spain, who's had all sorts of potential default issues, they're 10 years about where ours is.
Well, we need the fixed income market to at some point start agreeing with what all the bullishness we hear out of the equity market.
Yeah.
So not there yet, though.
Nope, not at all. Yep. A lot of it is the equities are staying positive based on the fact that cost of capital is so low. So one causes the other.
Yeah. Right.
There were a few companies that reported last week, so real quick, we can go through that.
Well, let's if
you want to recap earnings
season, just in saving a little bit of time, I figured we'd talk about it. 498 of the 500 S&P 500 companies have actually reported by this point. The big number is sales growth was up 4.39%, which
that's solid.
Yeah, and it's something that we have needed so bad for so long. We're finally seeing some sales growth. Earnings growth finished the quarter at 9.29% as well.
That's solid.
And I know, Ted, you and I had talked way early in the year. We figured around 10 to 12% on the annual basis. So we're getting close to that. I know we have a huge hurdle to overcome from the first quarter, but we're on the way. And as far as what analysts expected, sales surprise was 1.53%, and earnings surprise was a little over 5%. So real good. Yeah, real good second quarter.
Going into the third quarter, which should be strong, and you know the fourth quarter is always predicted to be strong. So earnings growth was back-end loaded, and it's good to get a surprise in the second quarter because that gives us more momentum for the third and fourth.
Right, yep.
Yeah.
So, anyway, there's that.
Good deal. Well, let's take a quick break. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back with some Money Talks.
Don't you love her badly? All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.